Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Gagachella, my experience taking an edible for the Minecraft movie, Susie Toot's stanky leg on the main stage, JoJo Siwa versus Mickey Rourke, and the Charizard Cheeto that sold at auction for five figures. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Brace for liftoff. We have liftoff. Houston, we have liftoff.
Angelica Houston?
You're so hypnotizing. Could you be an angel? Could you be the devil? That's E.T. We have liftoff. Katy Perry in space. Hashtag Katy Perry in space.
I'm trying to pull up her Instagram as we speak to see if she changed her Instagram bio to astronaut.
Oh my God. Well, she's one of the premier hyphenate queens. She's got all, she's a quadruple threat. One of them is astronaut now. What are the other ones?
She took a Daisy to space with her on behalf of her daughter.
Okay, so you were saying that sentence, and I could hear the way your mouth was about to say a word that started with D, and it sounded like you were about to say, well, she took a
dump in
a
space.
Dump. Well, I'm like, she was in there, she was up in the, up. She was in space. Let's just start with that. Yes, she went to space. We're all in space. Did she go to outer space? I don't know. We never really got to the bottom of it. But she was up there for 11 minutes.
I skimmed the live stream.
Okay.
There was an interview with her at the end, and the woman said, "Katy Perry, you are an astronaut." And she said, "Thank you."
Okay. Did you see Gail King
looking terrified while ringing the bell, terrified? Yes.
Yeah, what was that bell for? It was giving Trader Joe's when there's too many people, not enough people on register. You know how they ring that bell?
Is that what that bell's for? I thought that bell was when you like tipped them.
You don't tip. There's no tip jars at Trader Joe's. They do have a little ding-dong bell at Jimmy John's. Or Jersey Mike's, rather, where if you tip, they'll ding the dong. But
yeah, it's giving Mongolian barbecue.
Hey! That's what they all say. They say, hey!
When they get a tip?
Yeah, you know, I have deep regrets about how I ever handled Mongolian barbecue. I gotta go back.
Do you want to know why they rang the bell or not?
When?
The astronaut women.
Oh, for like luck, maybe? Or what?
They were letting the aliens know, here we come.
No, there's no bell receptor.
Yes, they were all ring-a-ding-ding-ding-ding.
Well, Gail King did not look confident when she was ringing that bell. She looked stressed as hell. Her eyebrows were furrowed.
I wouldn't do it.
Furrowed?
I'm telling you.
Furled. Unfurled? Girled. You wouldn't do what? Ring the bell or go to space?
Both. I would ring a bell. You know I'm a big bell guy. Me at Christmas time?
Ding, ding.
Ring a ding, ding.
Okay. She's a bell ringer.
Yes.
Would you wear an entire outfit of bells and kind of jump around?
That would be sickening. That should be a drag race theme on the runway.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-dong.
Bells, bells, bells across the board.
Bells... Bell's and Kitchen.
They lip sync to Gives You Bells by Avril Lavigne.
Hope It Gives You Bell. Hope Wait. It Gives You Bell. Hope It Gives Avril You Bell.
Lavigne. That's an All-American Reject.
When you see my right? face, I hope it gives you bell. Yes.
Or you could do Ring My Bell.
Ring My Bell. One. Yes, Ring My Bell. Ring My Bell. Yes.
Bell.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, Belle, yes. Belle, hello, Dolly. Or no, it's just hello, Bello Dolly. You know when the minions say hello, but they say Bello.
I don't. I've never seen Minions. I've never seen Paddington. You know this about.
I never fucked Wayne. Paddington I never in, fucked Drake.
Did you see Paddington in Peru or what?
No. No. No.
Did
but
you
I.
Bring, did
I,
you?
I have 10 topics, so shut the hell up. Number one.
I'll go first.
Okay. So when you keep asking me, did I bring any topics? And then you want to go on. What? And what? Yeah, I saw Minecraft movie. I saw the Minecraft movie. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
When I have AMC stubs, it's over for you hoes because I be seeing flicks, films, and flops. And honey, the Minecraft movie, guess which one it was?
Flop.
No, I had so much fun. I took an edible and oh my God, I had just a grand time. I had no clue what the hell any of it was about. It felt like a very long video made for fans. Every sentence was supposed to reference something in the game. The amount of times the entire theater cheered just for a reference to something in the game because they recognize something from the game or whatever. I was like, damn, this is so not for me, but the kids are living.
Was it mostly children?
Teenagers, I would say.
Dang.
And it was a packed theater. I was pretty stoned. And I brought grape.
What'd you eat? Brought.
I brought grape.
You brought?
Sour gummies from your kitchen.
Not good. Were they the grape shaped ones or the Easter egg ones?
I don't know, but I was asked, where did you get those? I said, well, Corey had them and I was accused of stealing them. And I need you to say on the record that you were really pushing your grape candies on everybody.
No, I mean, they were all good. But as you know, I commented on the Sour Patch Instagram and said the grape ones could be more sour.
I guess I didn't know you commented that. They took away the Instagram activity feed once Demi Lovato got exposed for liking Henry Cavill's post.
What did he say?
You don't remember that? When Demi Lovato on the activity, there's a screenshot from the activity feed on Instagram of when Demi Lovato followed Henry Cavill. 2 seconds later, liked 6 of his posts, and then 2 seconds later, posted a new hot picture of herself.
Good.
Yes.
That's modern day flirting.
Yes, yes. And while they removed the activity feed so that you can't tell.
If you're not getting dick on the gram.
Oh.
If you're not getting dates.
Oh.
Hey.
I'm not done talking about the Minecraft movie.
How much would you pay for a Charizard-shaped Cheeto?
Ooh, nothing. I wouldn't pay anything.
Well, what if I told you it wasn't like a bag of Cheetos? It just happened to be a Cheeto that looked like a Charizard.
Are you looking at it right now? Does it really look like one?
Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
Okay, link me or send it to me. I don't think I would pay a dollar. What do you mean?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, you do. What if it came with your Stubbs membership?
If it came with the Stubbs membership, I'd probably eat it. Like, what? Like, there's no point to having that.
You're going to eat the Charizard-shaped Cheeto.
To me, there's no value. Even if a toast looks like Jesus, I'm eating it. I don't
Take
see
a look,
any...
honey. Peep that Charizard Cheeto.
Okay, it does kind of look like a Charizard. It really does. Cheetozard. Cheetozard.
Now read the headline, Mama.
Pokemon-shaped Cheeto, Cheetozard, sells at auction for $87,840. That's not how you read money. $87,840. $87,000. No.
Almost 88.
Okay, so you know what this tells me? Tax the rich. Because if you have $88,000 to spend on a Charizard Cheeto, you're not getting taxed properly. You're not contributing to your society properly. If you are wasting it on a Cheeto shaped like a Charizard, there are children in debt for their school lunches.
Whatever happened to trading things? You know, what's it called? The little neighborhood Facebooks that are all free everything?
Sure, yeah, yeah. The barter system.
You know that person. What did they trade? Like a penny for a house because they traded up. They kept trading up.
Well, some of the earliest trades were nuts, berries, arrowhead. Yeah, perhaps.
Honey, you don't gotta talk to me about foraging, mama.
Okay, so well, what was it, like three berries for like a bit of flint or what?
No. Three berries is a feather, first of all.
Three berries for a feather, and then 10 feathers for a flint.
Yes, and one flint for a log.
Okay.
That's a big log.
I would give 10 feathers for a log. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of log up in here. Ew.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. Well, we covered the one topic I brought today.
I'm not done talking about a barter system in
Go back to Minecraft if you must.
How many feathers for the Charizard Cheeto, sir?
It depends. Is it a plain feather or is it a beautiful feather?
A beautiful peacock feather. One peacock feather.
That was a trick question, my brother. All feathers are beautiful.
Speak on that, mama. Speak on that, mama.
Have you ever had a feather and someone does the feather on your face?
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Yeah. Have you ever owned a boa?
Yes. Oh, I saw a boa over the weekend.
Oh, here we go.
Made of like pom-poms. Not cheerleader pom-poms, like the little furry balls pom-poms.
Okay. I just...
A boa made out of pom-poms.
I just made a huge pom-pom purchase, actually, now that you bring them up. Because, you know, Joann Fabrics going out of business. I went and, honey, it was slim pickings. There were about three things left on each, you know, display. I found some pom-pons, 90% off. Oh, I am.
How did you say it?
Pom-poms. How do you say it?
It's with an M.
Is there a pon-pon?
It's not a pon-pon.
Pom-pom. Palm. Palms are heady, knees break, arms are steady.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's pom-pom spaghetti. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was the pom-pom boa?
It was cute. I didn't buy it.
Oh, it was for sale.
It was cute. It was cute. It was cute. It was cute.
Okay. Well, I woke up today to good news. I went to bed with a very nervous stomach. My stomach was churning. I was praying in bed for your queen.
We already talked about it.
Did we?
What else do you have to say?
Just that, you know, I was
Katie
nervous.
Went to space. You texted me last night and said, pray for your girl.
After I sent it, it felt very ominous.
It felt like a threat.
Yeah, my bad.
I thought, you come into my home, you kick my dog.
Well, she's busy because, you know, all the queens are busy right now. Gaga had Gagacella. Did you watch it? No, you were offline.
I have some things to say.
Go on.
How do we feel about the name Gagacella? People just need to, try harder.
What do you mean try harder?
I think Gagacella sounds stupid. That's terrible marketing.
What do you want it to...
I think calling it Lady Cella would have been better. I think calling it LG Cella would have sounded better. I think Gaga Cella sounds terrible. There, well, I said it.
You're wrong.
Gaga Cella. I'm at Gaga Cella. No.
Gaga Cella. Well, it's not just Gaga Cella. She's not the only headliner.
It's giving cha-cha real smooth.
And what of Green Day Cella?
What of Bernie Cella?
Oh, Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Cella. Yes.
Bernie Sanders was at Coachella. What was he doing?
He spoke on it. He spoke on that.
You know who else was at Coachella? Yo Gabba Gabba. Do you know who Yo Gabba Gabba is?
Here's what I heard.
What is Yo Gabba Gabba?
I heard there he was, David Arquette, star of screen and film and screen. You know David Arquette?
Yeah.
I heard David Arquette marked his 10th wedding anniversary to his wife by performing as Bozo the Clown during a Yo Gabba Gabba set at Coachella, featuring a performance with rapper Flava Flav. Now, can you tell me if any of this is true?
You know, the internet has been put through AI, chat GBT, GBT, and it came back out and said that, because that's kind of just like a
no, this nonsense. Is people.com. People.com. The couple attended Gaga-chella 2025. Wait, Yo Gabba Gabba-chella. The couple attended Gabba-chella 25, where David took to the stage to perform as Bozo the Clown with Yo Gabba Gabba.
I just don't think Bozo the Clown knows Yo Gabba Gabba. And I used to watch Bozo the Clown, okay? The game where they throw the things in the buckets.
You love a grand prize game.
I my stomach churns at the thought of watching that. I get so nervous for the contestants. Oh, my God.
Don't get that nervous. A clip of a grand prize game made it across my TikTok like a month ago. And I was like, oh, I'll watch this. And you know what the prize was?
What?
Like gum. Two tickets to the zoo.
Okay. Well, when you're six, you don't know that's worth like 15 flint.
I used to think that game was so stressful. I thought they were playing for like, I don't know, college
$10,000.
They were paying for a Sunday pass to the zoo,
which really costs nothing. Which really is probably donated from the zoo. Well, yeah, we'll give you two tickets to give away. They're only in town for a day. They're not going to our zoo. They're not going.
How? Right. That's what I was thinking. You think they're coming back to go to the zoo?
No. If they do win.
You think they're coming back to see the Lansing Lugnuts?
Maybe. You know, I went to a Lansing Lugnuts game and I caught a home run ball.
No, it caught. Was a foul ball.
Home run, foul, whatever. Same difference.
Well, David spoke on that and he said,
who is David?
David Arquette.
Oh, okay.
He said she helped me heal and helped me understand.
Who's she?
His wife, Christina McLarty Arquette. No. They're clowning around.
No. No, and you know what? It would be more apt to be a Teletubby at the Yo Gabba Gabba experience than Bozo the Clown. It's like putting a caveman and an alien in the same room. They're from different eras. They're from different moments. They're not aligned in concept. Bozo the Clown and Yo Gabba Gabba? No. No, 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 no. No. It doesn't make sense.
Are Yo Gabba Gabba's clowns?
Yo Gabba Gabbas are
not all Yo Gabba Gabbas are clowns, but some clowns are Yo Gabba Gabbas.
They're none of them. I don't think any of them participate in clownery. I think that they're just kind of like monster beings, kind of like Teletubbies. Or what is a Teletubby? It's aliens.
I don't know. Are Teletubbies aliens?
I would like to see I guess kind of like a, I don't know if battle is the right word. A showdown between Yo Gabba Gabba. What is Yo Gabba Gabba? Is that their names?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, this picture was very misleading because the Coachella picture showed a man in like an orange spacesuit next to Bozo the Clown, but I just Googled Yo Gabba Gabba and it for sure aliens.
Aliens?
Who's this man who hangs out with them?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Yo Gabba Gabba. I will report back.
I didn't either, but it's giving Teletubbies, but there's one man there present.
Well,
who is he?
I don't know. I don't. I'll look into it.
Okay. You want to talk about the man who had a turtle in his pants at the airport?
No. Sure.
Man found with live turtle concealed in his pants at TSA New Jersey Airport.
How big is the turtle?
5 inches.
A real 5-incher.
for those of us who like centimeters, 12.
Okay.
A man reached into his pants and pulled out a turtle about 5 inches, 12 centimeters long, and was wrapped in a small blue towel. He said it was a red ear slider turtle, a species that is popular as a pet. He missed his flight.
Are you not allowed to have your turtle?
The turtle was confiscated and he missed his flight.
Damn, it'd be like that. Well, what are you going to do? Is it a seeing eye turtle or is it a, you know, like a helper turtle? What are they called?
Snapping turtle.
Snapping turtle.
Quote from the TSA. We have seen travelers trying to conceal knives and other weapons in their person or on their shoes, their luggage, etc. However, I believe this is the first turtle encounter.
For them.
Yes, well, this is the New Jersey TSA.
Oh, New Jersey, they don't really deal with turtles often? No.
Don't worry. The story ends on a high note. As best we could tell, the turtle was not harmed by the man's actions, said Thomas Carter, TSA Federal Security Director for New Jersey.
Okay, well, thank God. I was nervous. I was freaking out, actually, kind of thinking about what could possibly go wrong for that turtle. Yeah.
I hope he had TSA pre-check because, like, they're definitely not going to find the turtle if you just walk through the thing. But if you have to stop and you do the arms up and the scanning thing, they're definitely going to find a turtle, my man.
Yeah, if you are getting a full body scan, they can see your dick. They're going to find a turtle. Unless it's like it could be flat on the head and you could have your hair up maybe in a high pony. And it could be around on all angles of the turtle.
Turtle in the bangs.
Turtle in the bangs. Well, it is kind of, yeah, that is how you do it. Turtle in the bangs.
I love a turtle in the bangs.
Okay, so do you pay attention to Celebrity Big Brother at all?
I mean, I have this week because it's been thrust upon me.
Yeah.
Against my will.
So the celebrities are on Big Brother, I guess.
You're playing a little fast and loose with celebrity.
So over in the UK, they're having Celebrity Big Brother. It's the UK, right? Yeah. And they don't really do Celebrity Big Brother in America. They did it once, maybe? Or I don't know. Anyway, Mickey Rourke is there. And JoJo Siwa is there, among others, allegedly.
You've never heard the name Mickey Rourke before last week.
No, I know the face.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I didn't have any thoughts or opinions or memories of him, but now I'm kind of like, oh, he's a terrible human? Because the clips that I saw are pretty terrible. Like, pretty outwardly homophobic, pretty, like, joking, but a threat as a joke of, like, against JoJo Siwa. And being like, saying like, oh, I'm going to vote out the lesbian. And then being like, oh, if I'm still in the house, you're not going to be a lesbian anymore. Like, it kind of was coming across like corrective rape threat. You know what I mean? Like saying like, oh, if I have my time with you, you won't be a lesbian anymore. Meaning like, if I do something to you, you will be straight after that. It's like, blink, 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 blink. Clearly, JoJo Siwa was like uncomfortable and like it shocked by the behavior. Ended up, Mickey Rourke got like a warning and then was expelled from the house, which I was like happy to see because it felt like a warning felt so, what the fuck.
Yeah, I didn't love his comments to her, and I was surprised that they let him stay for another 48 hours or whatever it was, but weird behavior.
Yeah. He said, if I stay longer than 4 days, you won't be gay anymore. I can guarantee I'll still be gay, and I'll still be in a very happy relationship. Yeah. And then he said, I'm going to vote out the lesbian real quick. Okay.
How'd that work for him?
Yeah, well, he's gone, and JoJo Siwa is still there. So, God's good, and...
Praise God.
And that's your JoJo Siwa update of the day. Thank you.
Okay, good. Glad we covered that.
Oh, RIP. Are you sad? We lost one.
Sad that the... Sad about the... Paddington Bear statue. That was thefted in UK. Oh wow, you don't care about that.
Okay. No. Are you sad about this is a spoiler. Survivor girlies, here comes a spoiler if you're not caught up. Are you sad? The green tribe really can't catch a break. Say and Cedric, two icons gone too soon. Well,
I don't think either of them went soon enough.
Damn. Okay. Well, Jesus, Lord have mercy.
If you want to talk about Survivor, I would much rather talk about how I have to watch all four men and one woman talk about getting all the strong players together, but they don't want to include Mitch.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I wonder what's different about him that the other five have in common that he don't.
Let's talk about that.
And then they're all talking about wanting to vote out Mitch because he's strong. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Mr. you're right. Man with four nipples who drinks milk.
No, yeah, you're right. El leche, la leche, la leche.
Yeah, you feel better about the mean comment I wrote on TikTok about them 4 weeks ago? Jesus Christ.
I don't think about it. Do you?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Yeah,
body language.
That alliance is about to be real boring real quick for me. I don't know. I'm not on board, but whatever.
I mean, I know we spent a lot of time with the Green Tribe in the early portion of the season because they continually lost. But for them to shove this storyline down my throat about Say versus Mary, Mary versus Say versus Cedric, Cedric versus Say, and then they both go home, not at the hand of either of each other, but just because they ended up on a bad tribe swap split. It just felt like, well, you really built that up to be nothing.
Corey, you have to start accepting that your show, Survivor, is about random luck. Sorry.
They changed it. It used to not be. People got bored because people are smarter than others.
This show is...
There's always been a majority, luck aspect involved, yes.
The majority of the eliminations are about, did you pull the right rock? Did you pull the right
wrong lever, Kronk?
Did you roll the dice correctly? You know, like almost every elimination has to do with you don't have a vote, you block this vote, you don't have this vote, you have two votes. It's like,
yeah, we all know Jeff ruined the game a while ago. You came in the bad time. Oh. Don't preach to me, honey.
Oh,
it wasn't always like this.
Oh.
I think a lot about an interview after Mike White's season. There was an interview with Mike White, and he was saying Jeff pitched all this random shit to him, and it was so convoluted and crazy. And Mike White looked at Jeff and said, "But is it fun?" And I think about that a lot. And I think about that a lot in a post Mike White season Survivor world.
Well, and look where he is now.
All I know is I'm very happy Mary got what she deserved. She deserved to be the last green standing. I was tired of both of them, but I think Say deserved the jury spot over Cedric, who did what for however many days he was out there. Not a whole lot.
I agree with that. I do think Say has secured her spot as an all-star in some capacity.
They're saying she's on 50, so
I would love
to see her the season after next, probably.
I would love it because you know what? She did entertain. There were many entertaining moments that she was central to. And did I like her gameplay? Honestly, I liked it more than Cedric's. I liked it more than the pizza guy. I liked it more than who else? I don't know. Like I think she was playing. some people don't play. Some people just wait for things to happen around them and then try to make their way through. And she was playing. I guess I would much rather see, you know, 20 people play hard. Let's fucking go. No? No? These girls can't take it.
Would you play Survivor if the prize instead of $1 million was 2 sticks and 4 feathers and a flint?
Maybe if I could win a Charizard Cheeto. My God.
Yeah, fair.
My God.
Charizito.
Charizito? No, Cheetozard. Gacachella. Like Cheetozella.
I like Cheetos. I like.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you like Cheetos. Okay.
I fucking hate Gacachella. Yeah, I can't.
Why? She did the Taylor Swift song.
I saw. I actually need to relook at the set list. She did Poker Face.
She didn't do Just Dance. She did no Art Pop. She did no Telephone.
She did Poker Face.
She did no Chromatica. She did no Joanne. She did no Just Dance. She didn't do Telephone. She didn't do, you know.
She did Bloody Mary. She did Judas. She did Poker
Bloody
Face.
Mary into Abracadabra into Judas into Shiza. Now, girl, that sent a chill down my spine.
Do you think she hangs out down there like during the week now, just chills until next Friday?
I did see a picture of her in an In-N-Out from this weekend.
I don't get the hype about In-N-Out, but that's
I don't either. I wouldn't trade a flint for an In-N-Out. I wouldn't. What is flint?
It's a natural item. It's of the earth. It's of the earth.
That man's like, you don't get your flint because you're a loser. Back to your loser place. You don't get flint.
And they're like, we don't even care. Who can't go 21 days without eating?
Go back to your beach with their no flint. Oh, you all have to go to the ugly, ugly, ugly island area with the where the ugly people got voted out. Go on.
I just think about how they all like carve days into a tree and they paint numbered days into trees. And I think so. 3 weeks later, when the next tribe shows up, the next people show up to film it again, they just see all these trees with like hash marks in them.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Maybe. Is it the same location for every season? Like, I mean, like where the camps themselves are? No.
It's pretty close. How big do you think that island is? It's pretty damn close. I noticed, I don't know what tribe it was, but I definitely noticed there's this like landform in the background that like whatever season Kenzie won, where her and Banu were talking, and you can see it in the background of some of the shots when they're at like the orange beach. And I just laugh. I'm like, oh, I know that. I've been there.
Well, Corey, that's it. Oh my God. Okay, so this time next week there's going to be a winner of Drag Race season 17. Dang. without anything else, who do you think it is?
I hope it's Anya.
I hope it's Anya, lasagna. The numbers are piling in on Instagram. People are saying that people are buying likes, though. Like, fandoms are buying likes for their faves.
It do take nerve.
It's the most amount of likes for any Should This Queen. Are you team blank or team blank? It's the most amount of likes ever for any posts of those.
More than when Mimi I'm First bought her way onto All Stars 1?
I could not believe. I could not believe.
All right.
Can you believe that conversation happened the same? That's the same scene as Come On Teletubby, Teleport Us to Mars.
Yes.
That span of 5 minutes in that room, more impactful than The Last Supper. The real players were all there.
I thought you were going to say more impactful than this entire season of Drag Race. I was going to say, I did just remember this, that I know I was complaining about Untucked recently, but they said it's up. They said it's had the most views in 3 years, the most watched Untucked in years.
Well, if you're not watching Untucked.
Deb, what did you think about the lip sync of Lollapalooza?
I don't know. Listen, I'm a little tutor. Let's start there. But The stanky leg? On the main stage?
If your last name is Toot, you have to do the stanky leg.
You lost me with the stanky leg. I want to be supportive, okay? I want to be supportive of all types of expression. But if you do the stanky leg instead of a death drop, I don't mean to say I'm not gagging, but I'm not gagging. I wasn't gagging. I almost was gagging, honestly. The stanky leg? And it wasn't, I wasn't even like, damn, that's a good stanky leg. Like, if it's the stanky leg, you better give it to me nasty. It was kind of like a stanky leg I could do. I honestly got up in my living room and I did the stanky leg just to feel it. And it was, I was like, this is stupid. What do you mean you're doing this on the main stage?
Have you ever done this stanky leg in sparkle boots?
No, but there's still time.
Yeah, I read that they had waited to film this Lollapalooza more recently, like almost a year after they filmed the original like run of the season. I mean, you could definitely tell a lot of people looked different. I don't know. Considering I loved so many of the lip sync songs, I felt like a lot of very lackluster performances. And I felt like
it's not an episode I will return to.
And I felt like a lot of people benefited from post-show success. Like, I felt like they were keeping Corey King around because she's popular on Cameo. They were like, everybody in the workroom agreed Arietti beat her in the pink lip sync.
I don't know if I agreed, but also I was shown the edits, so like, who knows? But I did love Corey King's lesbian superhero outfit. Them lesbian colors, baby. Ooh!
I thought that hair looked incredible on her. I thought it was the best wig she wore all season. I just don't know how I feel about... I mean, it's just so funny when they introduce all of them walking out there and you're like, reveal, 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 reveal. Like, you could see the reveal as they're standing on stage. I don't know how I feel about Corey King's ill-fitted breast cups that were very clearly a reveal that we had to wait to see four lip syncs through.
Yeah. I did love Crystal Envy's exit line.
What'd you say? Mayonnaise?
She was all... You do make me feel mighty real, Rue. Or something. Rue, you make me righty for mighty real, Rue. Or something. I had to rewind it at least three times. And I was scream laughing each time. I was like, damn, this is iconic. It sucks when the iconic thing for you happens against your will, but to have an iconic
don't make
moment.
It into merch.
Yeah,
don't make
well,
it into merch.
I wasn't mad about it. You do make me feel righty real, Rue.
Well, I wanted Lydia to win it, but I guess, I mean, she'll be on All Stars 10 next month, so maybe she's a winner after all.
18 queens competing. What do you mean?
Yeah, they said, all they didn't announce the cast yet, but I've seen the cast like leak on social, but so yeah, somebody said it's like a bracket. The one preview I did see said it was like a bracket tournament. So who the hell knows how that's going to work?
Okay. I mean, I'm down. Whatever.
I'll be seated and seated.
I love to experience.
Joy.
Just anything, really. I love to experience the experience, mama. I'm here for the ride. Ooh, woo.
Ooh, woo.
All right. Where can people find you?
You can find me trying to get that Cheetozard.
You know, given an infinite amount of bags of Cheetos, you will find one.
I could glue it together.
Okay, well, okay, maybe, yeah.
And you?
You
I
can
mean, though. I mean, to have the patience to inspect the shape of a Cheeto before cramming it in your pie hole, man. They deserve that $88,000. I would have been cramming and jamming.
There's an app where you can scan a pile of Legos and it'll categorize all the Legos you have and tell you what you can make with them. There's got to be some type of app for scanning a bag of, you know, spilled out Cheetos and telling you, here's this shape right here. Here's Jesus over here.
You, Mr. Anti-AI, But you're gonna scan a pile of Legos and let it tell you what to build?
You're so right. I'm just saying.
Have you lost your whimsy?
I'm reporting the news, not telling you
what. Lost your ability to build?
And you can find me doing the stanky leg.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.